Feature article, a designated officer's diligence guidance.
Why this article is important. The designated officer, DO, for a corporation is way more than a license number on a form needed to qualify the corporation for a broker license. The DO has specific duties to maintain corporate and employee compliance with real estate law, explained here.
Supervisory duties for agent compliance.
The DO is responsible for supervising and controlling the activities of licensed and all other employees of the corporation to ensure compliance with real estate law. Further, the DO supervisory responsibility may be assigned to another broker officer as an additional DO by a resolution adopted by the corporation's board. The broker officer accepting the assignment must be a licensed broker and an officer of the corporation, based on the separate submission of a corporate license application for each officer added as a DO. When DO duties are assigned, the DO needs to file a certified copy of the Board of Directors resolution assigning the supervisory responsibility with the real estate commissioner within 5 days after the resolution is adopted.
The supervision manual, guidelines, and guardrails.
Reasonable supervision by the DO includes establishing a manual of written policies, rules, procedures, and reports employees are to comply with. The supervision manual enables the DO to review and manage transactions and employee conduct requiring a real estate license. Documents materially affecting the rights or obligations of clients in transactions. The filing, storage, and maintenance of documents related to licensed real estate services rendered. The handling and documentation of trust funds. Advertisement of real estate services requiring a license. Employees' knowledge of anti-discrimination, fair housing, and agency laws, and reports on the activities of employees.
The DO answers only to the corporation and the DRE.
To whom is the DO's duty of supervision owed? Consider a real estate agent employed by a corporation licensed as a real estate broker with, of course, a designated officer, DO. The agent purchases a real estate development in need of significant repairs funded by a mortgage. The agent defaults on the mortgage and needs additional funds to complete the project. The agent solicits a private lender for a loan to fund completion of the improvements. The solicitation and negotiations with the lender are conducted by the agent under the name of the corporate brokerage, not as a principal. The agent's conduct acting on behalf of the corporate broker in the transaction creates an agency relationship between the corporate broker and the lender. The agent misrepresents the amount of equity in the property available to secure the amount of the second lien. Further, the first lien mortgage holder foreclosing on the property also is not disclosed. Material facts for the mortgage origination. Unaware of the agent's fraudulent claims, the private lender agrees to fund the origination negotiated with the agent. Later, the first lien holder forecloses on the property, leaving the lender's note unsecured. The DO did not participate in the transaction, nor did they authorize it. Consequently, the lender is unable to recover their losses by foreclosing on the property, since the first lien holder's foreclosure sale wiped out the lender's security interest on title to the property. The lender seeks to recover the lost money from the DO individually, as well as the corporation. The lender claims the DO failed to supervise the agent who rendered services in the mortgage lender origination transaction on behalf of the corporation, resulting in the lender's losses due to their agent's fraudulent representations of title conditions and property valuation. The DO claims they owe no duty to the lender, since the DO was not the agent's employer and did not participate in the transaction. Thus, the DO argues the lender is a third party to whom the DO owes no fiduciary duty. Here, the DO's duty of supervision is owed the corporation which employed the DO to supervise, not third parties, such as the private money lender. To be held responsible, the DO needs to actively participate in the fraudulent action. They cannot be held liable to a third party based solely on their failure to supervise agents of the corporation. While the DO may not be held liable by a client of the corporation or other third party, the California Department of Real Estate, DRE, may discipline the DO for failing to supervise their employees for activities within the scope of their employment as an agent of the corporate broker. Potential disciplinary measures against a DO include suspension or revocation of the DO's individual broker license or the corporation's license, delayed renewal of the DO's individual license or corporation's license, or denial of the issuance of a license. To maintain compliance, the DRE recommends the DO create a system for routine monitoring for their employees' compliance with the corporation's policies and with real estate law in general.
Editor's note: while an employing broker operating under a sole proprietorship has the same responsibilities and duties as a DO for a corporation, the liability shield exists only for the DO of a corporation. DO reporting duties owed the DRE.
Designated officers must comply with various reporting duties they owe to the DRE. The DO must notify the DRE upon the hiring and termination of real estate licensees within 5 calendar days of the event. The DO must also notify the DRE when the business address of a licensee employed by the corporation is changed, such as a change in branch address. The DO notifies the DRE by submitting RE-214 for a sales agent and RE-215 for a broker associate. The DO may also use the e-licensing system to notify the DRE of hiring, firing, and address changes. When a change in corporate officers occurs, the DO needs to file a new corporation background statement to notify the DRE of the change. The same form is used to notify the DRE when a change takes place with any individual involved in operating the corporate business, when the individual owns or controls more than 10% of the corporation's shares, when the corporation opts to use a fictitious business name to conduct its brokerage business. The DO first applies for a fictitious business name statement, FBNS, at their local county clerk's office, filed on behalf of the corporation. Then, the DO submits to the DRE the FBNS, along with the corporate license application. When applying for a new corporate license or FBNS, along with the corporation change application, when adding the fictitious business name to an existing corporate license. Any marketing materials, that is, business cards, print, or electronic media, and for sale signs, using a fictitious business name or team name, need to conspicuously display the individual licensee's names and license numbers, and the identity of the employing broker, the DO or the broker officer assigned supervisory responsibilities, as prominently as the fictitious business name or team name. Further, the DO must maintain client files for 3 years from the date a transaction is closed, or when the transaction is not closed, from the date the representation agreement was signed, copies of all records, including real estate agreements, canceled checks, trust account records, and any other documents executed by or obtained by the broker in connection with a transaction for which a real estate license is required. By maintaining accurate and complete records, the corporation is prepared for a DRE audit. Prior to a DRE audit, the corporation is required to make their books, accounts, and records available for examination and copying by the DRE's representative.
Rent-a-broker scheme.
One of the quick and dirty ways to become a DO involves a rent-a-broker scheme. This ploy involves a broker collecting a fee, essentially leasing their license, in return for the corporation's use of their name and license. However, the relationship is face value only, with the rent-a-broker providing zero diligence to fulfill the supervisory duties now bound to them. Participating in a rent-a-broker scheme exposes the DO to disciplinary action by the DRE. DOs are to ensure strict standards are followed when conducting all aspects of real estate brokerage activities. For absentee DOs, this is simply impossible.
Editor's note: when a corporation licensed as a broker employs the services of an office manager to manage day-to-day aspects of the brokerage services, the DO assigned compliance duties retains overall supervisorial responsibility. Here, the DO, as the ultimate authority with responsibility for all employees' actions related to real estate law. Thus, the DO is required to routinely review the actions of the office manager and, in turn, each employee.
Even when DO duties are assigned, it remains the DO's responsibility to ensure the corporate brokerage operation is in compliance with real estate law.
Other common DO errors.
Some of the common violations the DRE encounters during routine and investigative audits of brokerages include issues regarding record retention, fictitious business name use, mortgage loan disclosures, and trust funds, specifically maintaining trust fund records or lack thereof, reconciliation of trust accounts, trust fund shortages, trust fund handling, trust account withdrawals, and commingling. A broker operating independently or employing agents and broker associates maintains a record of all trust funds received and deposited for each separate trust fund transaction, called ledgers. Entries in the trust fund ledgers are made in columnar form and listed in chronological order as they take place. All trust funds deposited in a bank trust account are entered in the trust fund ledger, identifying who owns the funds. The broker reconciles the total of all separate money transactions in the ledgers for owners of the funds with the bank account balance for all trust funds received and paid out. The reconciliation is at least once a month, unless no bank account activities occur. This accounting confirms the balance of all the separate trust fund ledger records is equal to the cash balance in the bank trust account. A trust fund shortage occurs when the balance of a trust fund bank account is less than the total sum of trust funds held for owners in their separate ledgers. Trust fund shortages are generally the result of failing to record a disbursement, understating the amount of a check disbursed, overstating the amount of a deposit on a separate owner or ledger. These simple mistakes lead to the broker's ledgers showing more funds available than are actually in the trust fund bank account. When it comes time to disburse an owner's funds, brokers pay out what is shown in their separate individual ledgers instead of reviewing the actual funds available in the bank trust fund account. Thus, the payout is greater than the available funds due to a trust fund shortage. When handling trust funds on deposit from multiple transactions, a DO is required to obtain written consent from every owner of funds in the account prior to any disbursement that reduces the balance of the account to less than the trust funds held for all trust fund owners, sometimes called beneficiaries. Within 3 business days of receiving trust funds on behalf of another, the DO is required to place the funds received into the hands of the owner of the funds, into a neutral escrow depository, or into a trust fund account. Withdrawals from a trust fund account may be made only with the broker's signature or, when specifically authorized in writing by the broker, by a salesperson employed by the broker. A broker associate employed by the broker or an unlicensed employee of the broker with fidelity bond coverage equal to or greater than the maximum amount of trust funds the employee has access to at any time. Co-mingling of trust funds is an unlawful activity which occurs when a client's trust funds are placed in an account which also holds funds of the corporation or the DOs. This mixing of funds in the same account not only makes accounting difficult, but violates the fiduciary duty owed to clients.
Editor's note: while a broker may not commingle their funds with the funds of others which they receive and hold, they are permitted to deposit up to $200 of their own funds for account maintenance in the trust account.
Further, a broker handling a mortgage loan origination is required to prepare and hand the borrower a mortgage loan disclosure statement within the earlier of either 3 days after receipt of a completed mortgage application, or 3 days before the borrower becomes obligated on the note. The broker/officer maintains completed copies of the mortgage disclosure in their files to ensure DRE compliance. A DO who regularly audits their own supervision and record-keeping practices will find themselves ahead when a DRE auditor comes knocking. DOs start a self-evaluation of their real estate business activities by using the DRE's compliance checklist.
For citations and RPI forms relevant to this article, please visit feature articles at journal.firsttuesday.us.